one of my favorite songs growing up was Journey's Don't Stop Believing. There was something about that song that I just loved. I loved the message. It may be something completely different, but to me, it reminded me, don't you dare stop believing. Don't you dare stop holding on. But for me, it reminded me, don't stop believing in God. Don't stop believing in promises. Don't stop believing that He hears you. His ear is not too far away. His hand is not too short. To believe God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what the chatter is on the street. I don't care what the situation looks like. I choose to believe God.
Yes.
Believe. Believe. Somebody said believe.
Believe.
Say, I'm gonna believe. I'm gonna believe. I don't care what it looks like. I'm going to believe.
Yes.
Because by definition, believe means to accept as true. Feel secure of the truth. To have faith. To feel sure that someone is capable of a particular action.
Amen.
Now, hearing that definition, yeah, I choose to believe God.
Yes.
Because when all else fails, everything that I've been through in my life, the one constant that I had was God. The one constant that I had was the Word of God. It never left me. It never failed me. No matter how deep and dark I got in a position, there was always God lifting me up.
Amen.
You may have gotten one of these if you haven't. The deacons will come and give you one. I wanted this. While this may seem so simple, I want you to put this in your Bible. Because every time you feel discouraged, every time that old ugly devil raises his head and reminds you day after day, you haven't got your promise from God yet. God doesn't hear you. You're still sick. You're still broke. You're still single. You're still homeless. You're still without a job. Believe. 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 Throughout the Bible, we are told to believe. Not figure it out. Believe.
Yeah.
Believe.
Amen.
In the movie Polar Express, a little boy named Chris, who had trouble believing, took a trip on the Polar Express just to get his belief back. And we're no different. Because sometimes as time passes by, our belief system starts shrinking. Our belief system starts going down. And we have to be revived and reminded why God is who He is. We have to believe again.
Amen.
Mark 9:23, Jesus tells the father of the son who was possessed. He was deaf. He was dumb. He couldn't speak. He said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. But you got to believe. You've got to believe. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to understand it. But you do have to believe it. I don't understand gravity, but I believe it works. You know why? I'm not dropping that. It's too expensive. Gravity tells me what goes up must come down. I can't explain it, but I know that it works. Just like I can't explain God, but I know He works. I know trying Him will work. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him, believes in Him, should not perish but have everlasting life. You've got to believe that He is. Amen?
Yes.
Hebrews 11:6 tells us that.
Amen.
But without faith, without belief, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is. I believe that He is this morning. I believe when men come against us, when things come against us, when the enemy himself comes against against us. I believe God.
Amen.
I believe God.
Yes.
Because He's the only one. It says in the Bible, let God be true and every man a liar.
Yes.
That Polar Express to believing, we may be at a standstill, but that train that we grew up on, I think I can. The more you believe that you can, the faster you're going to propel. The more you think you can, the faster you're going to get to your destination. And what's more than that, the more and the quicker that you believe God can, the quicker you'll get there. John 20 and 29, Jesus tells Thomas, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. What do you believe about God this morning? What do you believe about God? Is He just somebody that you worship on Sunday morning? Is He someone that you know He's the creator of life? But that's about all I know about Him. What do you believe about His Word? Well, in order to know anything about your Word, you actually got to read it.
Yep.
You actually got to study it for yourself. What do you believe about yourself? Those three things, Satan attacks you daily.
Yeah.
If he can't come to you talking about God, he'll come to you talking about His Word. You don't think the devil knows this Word? Absolutely.
Yep.
And I, for one, am sick and tired of the devil using my insecurities against me. Because after all is said and done, you strip away God, there's nothing.
Amen.
But with God,
yeah.
I don't have to be the best dressed, the best spoken person. I don't have to be the most well-mannered person, because I am a female and I get emotional sometimes and I start letting things come out of my mouth. But thank God for His grace and His mercy, because the Bible says that greater is He that's in me than he that is in the world. There is nothing that I can offer, because it's as filthy rags. But you add God to the mix. You add God to the mix, and there's something that's working on the inside of me that will work on the outside. There is something in each one of you that the devil would like to diminish.
Yes.
He would like to tell you that you're nothing. He would like to diminish your power through God, but the devil is a liar.
Yes.
Somebody say the devil is a liar. His Word is true. Oh my gosh, His Word is true. When I'm depressed, when I'm low in spirit, I go to that Word and I say, God, reveal your Word to me today.
Yeah.
Reveal, because see, other things are temporary. I can't go and talk to, I get encouragement from my husband and my family and my friends, but that's temporary, because even David had to encourage himself. If you're looking for encouragement, and for satisfaction through people,
yeah, ain't gonna find it.
It ain't gonna happen. Because guess what? If I'm depressed and you're coming to me, the last thing I want to do, if I'm in a pit too, how am I gonna encourage you? I'm in my own pit.
Yeah.
You don't know what each other's going through.
Amen.
My family had no idea the night that I had until now. Now it's apparent. Because God sets everything in order. I was in the office praying. And I was walking back and forth. And I said, God, this is your day. This is your house. This is your people. And we've come here not to maximize our problems. We didn't come here to tell you how big our mountain is. You already know that. We didn't come here to complain and murmur and cry, although that's what my spirit was doing. I began to walk back and forth, and I could feel God. And I saw this sitting at the top of my bookshelf. All you gotta do is believe. Leave the rest to me.
Yep.
Believe. Believe. When it doesn't look right, believe. believe. And last night, whenever I woke up and I made the choice, devil, you're not gonna ruin my sleep. I'm sick and tired of you waking me up at night, thinking you can come in and interrupt my peace, my sleep, my joy, my health.
Come on.
Because he done that one night last week, and I thought it was my husband doing it. He was staring asleep, wasn't even moving. I was laying there on my side, and it was like somebody just came up and went, ah! And I jerked, and I looked, and I thought, is one of my kids in here? No. Did my husband jump and it startled me? No. Dark. And I said, if you're gonna wake me up, you're gonna hear my praise. God, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for where you brought me from. I thank you, God, for where you're taking me. I thank you right in the middle of the storm. I thank you because you're lighting things up. The enemy thinks that he's got me on the run. But bless God, you are in control. Amen. I know I've said this before. He should have killed me when he had the chance. Because the blood loss is there. It's gone. The way that I look at this, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, if you believe with your heart and you confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. And the way I look at it, Satan, what you chose to leave behind, that's where I'm heading. What you chose to get kicked out of, that's where I'm heading. I'm headed to a heavenly home. I'm headed to a place where you can't touch me anymore. I'm headed to a place where you can't aggravate me anymore. I'm headed to a place where sickness cannot touch me anymore. You left that behind. Stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. First John 5:5. My, how God reminds us of the small things. I had already written this down, and we watched a movie last night, and what pops up at the end? 5:5. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Who is he that overcometh the world? That means if you really get a hold of that, overcometh the world. There's no sickness you can't overcome. When Jesus is your God, there is no sickness that can overtake you. There is no depression that won't leave you. There is no spirit that can attach itself. There is nothing that can bring you down that you won't overcome. Amen? I'm here to remind the devil. We're not playing patty cake. We're not playing patty cake. We need some work on that. We haven't played patty cake in a long time. But we're not here playing patty cake. We're not here playing games. Because in between now and my heavenly home, there's a work to be done. When I said, for God I live, for God I die, when I received that shirt for Christmas that said, for God I live, for God I die, you don't know what that meant to me, because that awakened something inside of me. What are you going to do when the enemy starts roaring? What are you going to believe? What are you going to choose to react to? Because see, when the enemy will use all different things to work against you, what do you choose to believe? Who is he that overcometh the world? I ask you, church, today, why are you not overcoming? Because the word already says you've already done it. You've already overcome. Why are you not living it? Why are you not walking in it? Why are you constantly walking around with your head down? Somebody that I'm a child of the Most High God. And there is nothing that can be done to me that God does not allow. What do you believe? The devil will try to...
Repeat that one more time about people with their head up. Repeat that.
If you believe, you should be walking around. Try to shake your foundation of your belief system.
Yes, he will.
The Bible says that it's the small foxes that spoil the vine. If you're not careful, little by little, he will start to break down your belief system. And when I say your belief system, I'm talking about your faith in God. He'll try to make you believe a lie. Anybody been there?
Yeah.
He'll come in, he's so sly about it, but he'll say, you know what? It's raining today. Wet. The roads are going to be wet. They're going to be slippery. It's still the holiday. You don't need to go to church. You don't need to interact with the congregation. You don't need to hear that word. You can do that at home.
It'll buff.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's what he says. It'll buff. And little by little, when we miss a service
and another.
And another, it becomes easier and easier. And then he turns it around and he says, well, you're too far gone.
Yep.
They'll not want you back.
Yep.
They'll look at you like you've been gone 6 months and now you decide to show up. He will talk in your ear to wear you down, because the Bible does. He wears down the... He'll try to make his laugh louder than the promises of God. And oh, how I'm familiar with his laughter. He will laugh. You find your... He'll mock you and he'll tell you, some child of God you are, you're walking around with your head held low. There's people talking about you. There's people praying against you and coming against you. There's things that's happening. When all the while, instead of hanging my head low, I should hold my shoulders back and say, who is he that overcometh the world? I don't have to put up a fight, because the battle is not mine. The battle is the Lord's. The Bible says, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. If people choose to raise their tongue against an anointed prophet, go right ahead. It's not my demise, it's your demise. We should be walking around knowing without God, I am nothing. But because God chose to show grace and mercy to me, I'm humbling myself. But the God in me is victorious. He has given me a spirit to overcome the world. I don't have to fret. I don't have to fear. I don't have to worry. Because greater is he that is within you, within me, than he that's in the world. He'll try to make his lies more believable by using what you can see. But see, my Bible says faith cometh by hearing. And hearing of what? Lies? Wrongdoing? Deceit? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the Word of God. That's why it's so important that you read and study your Bible every day, because it is a lifeline. It is to help you when Satan comes against you. And believe me, if he's not attacking you, you better go back to your Bible.
That's right.
Because he's already got you. He don't need, you're not a threat to him. What I'm telling you today, recognize who you are. Yeah. That scripture right there says you've already overcome the world, because I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. Jesus asked Peter and all the disciples, who do you say that I am? Because see, it doesn't matter what everybody else says. It doesn't matter what John down the street says. He said, what do you say? Who do you say that I am? Because it's your belief system.
Yeah.
It's what you believe. You can say all day long, well, I've heard that this God died on the cross for me. I really don't know if that's true or not. You either believe or you don't.
That's right.
There's no fence riding. Because the Bible says, I would that you were hot or cold, but because you were lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. You were either cold and push away the cross, or you're on fire. That cross is drawing you, and it's compelling you to come in.
Amen.
See, the lie can be just as good as the truth if you believe. The lie can be just as good as the truth if you believe it.
Yeah.
Because it's all in what you believe. I'm going to share a story. Again, this is perks of being a pastor's kid. My daughter was told this week that a good friend of hers got killed in a car wreck on Christmas Day. That totally upset her. And I could see, as a mother, I could see and I could feel her heart is breaking in two. But something told me he's okay. But she believed it. Because people were telling her she believed it. Several different people said, yeah, I heard the same thing. It's true. She believed it. As would any one of us. Because she couldn't see it for herself. She believed it.
Yeah.
And the next day, when he called her, she looked at the phone and she said, Mama, look who it is. And the mama kicked in. I said, you answer that phone and you put it on speaker. I want to know if that boy knew this is a sick joke. I got a few words for him. She's like, no. Come to find out, he didn't know anything about it. It was a friend of his that played this sick joke. I'm thinking, what kind of world do we live in where we fake deaths to get a laugh? To cause people pain and sorrow for nothing.
Amen.
But that reminded me. And I didn't even tell her. Me and her were driving. I was trying to get her encouraged. We went out that day. And I could tell she was just not herself. And when we found out that it was fake, the Lord began dealing with me. How often do you trust and believe the lies of the enemy because you don't see my hand moving?
Yeah.
You don't see it, but you hear him talking. And because you hear him, you're believing his lies. You're believing I have forgotten you. You're believing that I'm not going to heal you. You're believing that I'm not going to move for you. Am I not God?
Hallelujah.
I said, God, if nothing else, you showed me, you taught me something out of this. How quick we are to turn our back on what we know, what we believe, because we're not seeing anything. And that song Waymaker came to my mind. Even when you don't see it, he's working. Even when you don't feel it, he's working. He's doing it. But you got to believe.
Amen.
You got to believe that he is. Hebrews 11:6 says, you've got to believe. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Period.
Amen.
You can fill in whatever you want to there because he fits. He is my healer.
Amen.
He is my deliverer.
Yes.
He is my comfort.
Yes.
He is
yes.
my joy. He is my
yes.
peace.
Yes.
He is
Amen.
My everything.
Amen.
Because when I seek him
yes.
diligently, he's going to reward me.
Yes.
He's going to reward me. That is his promise. But we have to get through the shaking of our belief system. It's all in what you believe.
Yeah.
What do you believe? If God told you, I'm going to heal you, and 10 years goes by and you're still sick, why would God tell you something he hasn't planned on delivering on?
That's right.
because his time is not our time. Neither are his ways our ways.
Amen.
But when we believe
Amen.
What the devil's lost is where we're headed. That's what we have to remind him. When he raises his ugly head and tries to get us depressed and down and worried and fearful. I woke up this morning and I said, "You ain't seen nothing yet, devil. 2020 is around the corner and God has blessed us in 2019 like we've never seen before. You think that's something? You wait till 2020 gets here." Clear vision. Clear vision. I'm expecting God to move. And I'm kind of saying, devil, don't leave. Don't go nowhere, because I want you to see what God does. I want you to see all the hell and aggravation that you put me through. This is what it amounts to. This is what God is bringing to me. This is what God is blessing me with, because you tried your best. You tried to take me out. You tried to take my mind out. You tried to make my belief system crumble. And I'll admit, at some time this year, he almost had me. He almost got me. Almost. But when the Spirit of God is dwelling inside of you, there is something that will refuse to let go. There is something that will refuse to quit. There is something, even though you feel like giving up, they say, no.
Amen.
You cannot give up. Lead you out in the desert just to leave you. Your miracle and your Jordan land is just on the other side. Your Canaan land is just on the other side. The greater the battle, the greater the blessing.
Amen.
We don't have... I was looking at my boxing gloves this morning. And I thought for a minute, I would really love to put some on. Because I know where the source is. It's not people. It's not things. It's Satan behind it. I got his number. Because see, used to, we would fight the wrong battle. We would fight the wrong people. We would fight the wrong mountain. You got to recognize who's behind it. Who's the puppet? Who's orchestrating it? And I began to pray this morning. And I said, God, cover every one of those who speak ill against us. Cover every one of those who mean us harm. Cover every one of them, God. Lay it not to their charge. You want to know why? Because greater is He. I'm not led by my feelings. No more. No more. I'm not led by my feelings, because feelings are temporary. But when God gets a hold of you and starts stirring that well that is deep within your spirit, it will start spewing out of your mouth. It will start rising up. And you'll start praying for your enemies. Amen. You will start praying for your enemies with genuine love. Believe harder. Pray harder. Worship louder.
Yeah.
In 2020, how many wants and is expecting great things from God?
Yeah.
Great things from God. No, no small change. We're looking for big, large miracles, large blessings. Things that people would have to say without a doubt, God is with them.
Yeah.
God is with them. Oh, what a day that's going to be. When our blessings, when God says, it's time. It's time. I'm going to release what's in my hand. Because they refused to give up. Because they were faithful. Because they endured to the end. Because they chose not to give up through a death sentence. Because they chose not to pack it all up and throw the towel in. I, the Lord God, am going to bless. And what I bless, no man can stop. No Satan can hinder. No Satan can delay. When God gets ready to bless, and I am here standing December 29th, 2019, God is going to bless Abiding Love Community like never before. He is going to bless it. from the north, the south, the east, and the west.
Amen.
He'll give you houses that you didn't build. He'll give you wells that you didn't dig.
Amen.
He'll do things just because he's God. Just because.
Yes, he will.
Because when you're faithful and you're diligent and you seek him, it says right there, he's a rewarder. I'm going to give back. I'm going to restore what Satan stole from you. He thought he was pulling stuff away from you. It's not that he was stealing it. I allowed him to take that away from you to make room for better. I'm going to do what man can't stop.
Amen.
But you got to believe harder. You got to pray longer. You got to worship louder. And with that, I'm going to close, because I want us to pray over the entire praise and worship team.